Bueno, ya estoy grabando.
¿Ya empezó?
Sí.
So, this is the first episode, right?
All right, well, welcome to Silman Podcast, the first episode of many. It's going to be a little boring. I'm just kidding. No, it's going to be good. My name is Diego. I'm a co-host with my friend here.
Jose, nice to meet you all. This journey is going to be awesome, and I'm happy you're with me and us.
Yeah. So, this first episode is really just us talking about our project, what we're going to do with Silman, with this podcast, why you're even here, why we don't really want to waste your time and come and talk to, you know, Silman. We want to bring value to your time. So I guess this first episode is really just about the story about Silman and us, your co-host, your host, for Silman Podcast.
We'll see.
And yeah, we're going to be giving a little bit of an introduction of who we are, and what Silman is, what Silman will be, and the plan for the future. If you want to start with your story, who you are.
Sure.
And we'll interview you a little bit.
Well, I started with a sperm. That's good.
Okay.
So, Jose Redondo. I'm 23, almost 23 years old. My birthday's in 5 days.
Damn.
10 days.
Happy
10 days, 11
early
days,
birthday.
You know. And so, I've been running since I was 13 years old. It's been 10 years so far, and I've been loving the journey. I'm currently in college, studying for psychology. Been in the military for 4 years now. It's been great. And I love cats. Well, I can't say.
So tell us, like, where do you go for school first?
So
what was your first?
Just like everyone in this podcast, mostly everyone goes to Queen Micah College, located in San Diego. It's a little small school, not a lot of people, but I did my 3 years there, and I'm currently in San Marcos, Cal State San Marcos, and I'm excited for that.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
And what's your major?
Psychology. Honestly, I chose psychology because why not? Like, I dropped out of kinesiology. Anatomy was too hard. And
we both did, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, Silman is about innovating ourselves and switching trajectories when it comes to that. So, yeah.
Great. What do you want to do with psychology?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you. I could make something up right now, but I want to be an officer in the military. Join the best of the best here in the military and go off from there. For now, I'm just running, and who knows, Marathon 2028 or Australia 2030.
Early announcement. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your running career. When did it start?
So back in 2013, there was a club in Tecate, Mexico. It's a little border town. Started with three little kids, including me, and it grew up to like 200 now. No, not 200. Probably like 50 now. But yeah.
yeah, 50.
Not all PRs in high school. I wasn't that fast. 4:30 in the mile. That's really much. I can't. I mean, 10:10 in the 2 mile. So it's nothing crazy. But when I came to community college, that's where I really just broke through. And I ran a 15:21 when I was 21 years old. And a 32:26 in the 10K. Right now I'm shooting for half marathons and 8Ks, so we'll keep you updated in this trajectory.
Nice.
But
and where did that love for running came from?
Oh, well, it all stemmed with my parents, because my mom was a highly decorated javelin thrower in Mexico. She was even in the Mexican Olympic Committee, and so she was running, she was throwing all over the country and doing awesome things. She was running, she showed us the way. And my dad was also athletic. And so I just grabbed interest in running, and little by little, my brothers followed along. And yeah, I mean, I love running. It's simple and it's awesome.
Simple and
it's
good.
It's just a great sport, honestly.
What are some, I mean, you already shared some of your goals. You said you want to be an Olympian someday.
Yeah, that's a goal. You know, I'm even considering doing archery. Who knows? Who knows?
Okay, so it doesn't matter what. But
I mean, it'd be awesome. Look at me. I'm still gonna be trying. You know, but when twos hit the nail, I don't know. I'm gonna be starting doing archery soon. So who knows?
The turkey guy with the gun.
Yeah, I mean, You see, like, they're not that fit, so it's just technique. Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm saying.
If you're saying archers, you think it's easier?
I mean, I'm not saying it's easier, but you don't need to run 70 miles a week that's in order true, to be yeah. an awesome archer. Or I don't know, maybe I'm just talking.
Yeah,
I don't
probably.
Know. So my first day is going to be next week and see how it is. But for now, I'm just shooting for a 112 marathon, half marathon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Half know? Marathon, that's good.
Yeah.
What else? What about yourself? Like, what's something that you like to do on your free time besides running 70 miles a week?
Well, that takes most of my time. So running is my hobby and my passion. But when I'm not running, I'm mostly reading, watching TV. I'm currently watching Suits.
Oh, nice.
Watching movies. Mostly, I mean, it's kind of boring, but I wish it could be more interesting. Kind of a pickleball too. Pickleball.
Yeah.
Pickleball's so fun.
It's been getting famous.
But yeah, mostly that's it. I'm just
reading. Blunt. So, what do you like to read? What do you usually read about?
So it's, sometimes it's nonfiction, sometimes it's fiction, but it's really just stories like military books, self improvement books, Jordan Peterson.
One day it's gonna be here.
Yeah. Trust. Hey, please come to our podcast. currently I'm reading the Bible.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I've been getting into that.
Good.
And just mostly whatever pops into my book or my shelf, because I have a lot of books in my queue.
And what got you into reading in the first place?
So as you would know too, we both are from Tecate, and from Tecate there's mostly two schools you go to if you go to high schools. Mountain Empire, Steel Canyon, and both of them take an hour commute time. And so instead of sleeping or listening to music, I would start reading. And it was just a way to pass time, and it turned nice. Into a habit, and books would be stacking up because it'd be an awesome time to read.
Nice.
Yeah, even in the line, waiting on the border, it'd be like, pull your book. Yeah. Yeah.
And you said movies, shows. What's your top three favorite movies of all time, or top three favorite shows of all time?
Okay, my first show is How I Met Your Mother.
How, great. Number
yeah,
one?
Yeah, number okay. one. How I Met wow. Your Mother. Yeah, yeah. Oof. Second is Naruto. I love Naruto.
Okay, and second is Naruto.
Naruto sucks too. But my third would be Band of Brothers. Oof.
Okay.
With Steven Spielberg. Hella good series. You okay. should watch it.
Yeah, probably. Well, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a good show. I will rewatch it. Actually. Probably put Band of Brothers first. But yeah. Movies, Requiem for a Dream is one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, hell no. It's what we're working
we'll
with.
We'll fix it, right?
Yeah, well. Yeah, those are my top three series. Movies, I mean, am I too enthusiastic on that? Not too much, but probably be like war movies, Saving Private Ryan. And.
Requiem for a Dream?
Requiem for a Dream. And
number one?
I mean, I'm not too fond of it, honestly. I wouldn't know on top of my head, but.
What's like the latest movie that you saw that kind of hit you hard, or that you really liked this past?
I think the movie that just kind of like hit me in the slap in the face was Born on the 4th of July. I think I recommended it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
See it really?
Yeah.
Did you like
half
it?
Half of it.
Nah, it's just crazy, you know? It's just.
Army.
I don't know, just the reality of war.
Army and war, yeah.
What happened in Vietnam, it's crazy. Oof. I don't know, it was just like, oh wow.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Mind twisting.
How about you, Diego? Tell me a little about yourself. When did you start running?
Here we go.
What happened? Wait, let me give you some insight. Diego just came out of nowhere and ran like a freaking fast time. Bro didn't have a background in running. Well, I'm going to let him kind speak of. For himself, but I yeah. was surprised.
Well...
Oh my gosh.
Here's the next. So running for me came from an early age. My mom used to run half marathons just for fun. She'd dream. my mom ran half marathons when she was young, and I guess I just kind of got that love for running from her. When I was a kid, I've always been very hyperactive. Till this day, I think I have ADHD or something like that. But Yeah, it's forget okay, it. It's okay. Fine.
You guys
it's right. you already know it's human. sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, I played baseball from an early age. I never liked it. My dad was the one who would take me to practices, and I learned about it. It wasn't really the sport. I liked playing baseball. It was just the whole culture and everything around it that I didn't like. It was very toxic, as most of you may know. But running is like...
How toxic was it?
Oh,
can you tell us some stories?
I mean, even the parents would... Like, even parents in the same team would eventually start fighting for someone yelling something, or a kid that, you know, got three strikes and he was out and started yelling, and then they would start fighting, and, you know... And it was just a very not a good thing for a kid, 7, 8 years old, to see, or the example that you kind of want to give your kid of just taking the game way too seriously, even if it's like a little league. It's not even like a real sport, like a professional sport or anything. It was just little league, and they were fighting. And after the games, like when I turned like 15, 16, in Mexico, they would go out and drink, like my kids from my team.
Oh,
and,
hell no.
You know, stuff like that. It was like, I mean, it's just not my, who I am, you know? And I started running. All right. I went to Steel Canyon High School. That's where I kind of first met Jose for the first time. I was actually good friends with his younger brother, Angel. You will get to know him eventually. But yeah, Angel was my best friend since the first day of practice my sophomore year in high school. I was still playing baseball my freshman year, and I decided to quit. I told my dad, like, I don't want to play anymore, and my dad was a bit mad about that, so
I quit.
He's like, you have to do something else if
it's
you're not gonna
dream.
Be yeah
my
you,
dream.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, I remember when I was in baseball practice, I would see like a huge group of kids running around the track and having fun and laughing and running. They were all really healthy and happy, and I was like, okay, I want to be one of them. And I decided to quit baseball, and actually, luckily and thankfully, my PE coach was the high school cross country coach.
Stathis.
Gary Stathis, his name. He used to be coach at SESU. We probably will interview him eventually.
Oh yeah.
It would be nice. I think he'll probably agree to it. But yeah, I ran my first mile my freshman year. It was a 5:20 mile, coming out of baseball with no training. I was fat. So Gary Stathis, my coach from that time, he told me, I'm gonna make you run for me the next year. And I think that it was those words that kind of motivated me to quit baseball and chase running. And that's kind of where it came from. However, I didn't take running seriously until my senior year or junior year during COVID. It was COVID that kind of motivated me and pushed me to improve in running. It was, I had all the time in the world, and I always been the type of person, like I said, very active, hyperactive. I couldn't just stay still for a while. So I bought a treadmill. Well, I told my dad and bothered my dad to buy me a treadmill, and I eventually burned it. Like, there was smoke coming out of it at the end of COVID because I was running up too much on it. Yeah. Jeez. So, yeah, I just trained my ass off, and eventually paid off my senior year. And it also helped me because it was after COVID, so not many people have been training throughout that time. So I just came and dominated my league.
Wait, Diego. So one thing about track and field is times against competition. So how much did you improve in times? Let's say in your mile or.
So my sophomore year, like I said, I didn't really care about times. I was just running for fun. My goal my sophomore year was to qualify to be top seven in the team so I can go to San Francisco. That's literally my goal. My sophomore year, I just wanted to be top seven. So I didn't care about the time. I just wanted to be top seven. And I was number seven in the team my sophomore year. Yeah. And I went to San Francisco. My junior year though, I do remember running my first mile under 5 minutes. Was 4:42, because I probably ran under 5 minutes way before that, but that was like the first time I actually looked at the clock after running, and it was a 4:42, and I was like, okay, no, I'm all right. I'm in my junior year, and then COVID happened, and my first mile coming out of COVID, my senior year in track was 4:27.
Jeez.
So it was a very big improvement. I was very happy with that. in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm gonna run sub 4 at the end of this year. Like, that was the goal.
You used to say something. If running sub 4 is not, how would it have been? Sub 4 minute miles.
Sub 4:20 is not fast for a high school mile. Uh-huh. It's a quote that was given, I guess, by the Newbury Park
coach
team. Yes, yeah, so it's a whole thing. But yeah, I didn't run under 4:20. I ran 4:19 actually. So I was very happy about that.
So 4:40.
Yeah.
And 4:20 in 2 years, you dropped.
In one year. Yeah, in one year. So it was a very big improvement. My coach, Aaron Weston. He's my current coach actually right now.
Shout out to Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron. We should probably interview him as well. But I was gonna say, yeah. I mean, okay. I think that coach was probably the one that I kind of connected with the most, and he understood me, and it was good because it was just me at the end training for CIF. It was just me and him in the middle of the sun, just training and crying and dying because I was suffering so bad. He was well known for making people suffer on his workouts till this day. But yeah, I mean, I went to San Marcos. I came to Cuyamaca first. First year cross country season went pretty well, and then I got injured because I was, again, too hyperactive. I overtrained. That was probably my biggest red flag in running.
Wait, Diego, you're skipping something very important.
Okay,
you're All American your first season of collegiate SLS, correct?
Right. I mean, I was CIF champion, Division 2, and also Open CIF champion, and throughout all divisions for my CIF. Sadly, there was no state meet that year for my senior year. That was probably very disappointing. I deserved to be in that state race. But anyways, yeah, I moved to Cuyamaca. My first freshman year was All American in community college. That was a big thing for my coach, not really for me, to be honest. my mentality always went a bit, like, a couple of steps ahead of myself, including. So I always dreamed about being a NCAA champion, you know, and this community college title didn't really sounded too great for me, comparing myself to the NCAA champions. So
he's too modest.
I guess. But yeah. So. What was I gonna say? So I went to Cuyamaca. First year was alright. Track season, I couldn't do it my freshman year because I got injured for overtraining. That kind of, you know, I got depression out of that, not gonna lie. I did gain some weight. And then trying to come back my sophomore year for cross country, I think it was the first race or second race, I got injured again. That wasn't fun. And then my last track season at Cuyamaca, it was kind of just like the buildup for getting ready to go to San Marcos, where I'm at right now currently. I'm not running with the team anymore. I used to go. There's a couple of videos in my YouTube channel if you wanna follow down, I guess.
Mine too.
There's gonna be coming. Yeah. I'm gonna change the name of that channel into Sealman, more focused on Sealman projects. But right now it's down below. You can follow. But there's some videos of what going to San Marcos kind of looked like. Long story short, I just didn't adapt to the lifestyle of living by myself and having to train every day and then working on homework that I wasn't really passionate about. I was doing kinesiology or physiology, like we talked about, and I wanted to be a physical therapist, but I just did not see myself doing that at all. When I actually put my mind and all like energy and thought in it, I was like, I don't really see myself doing physical therapy or majoring in kinesiology or physiology. Like, that was just not me, and it was probably a bad time to have that crisis when I was paying $3,000 in tuition and like $900 a month for rent, you know, and I wasted a lot of money, but at least I found what I'm really passionate about. But I think that's for later on.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of stories, guys. A lot of stories. Yeah, we're open books. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, Olympics is definitely in my mind as well, and for every Sealman team, track team member. We want to be great in what we do, and that's something. It all started with the running. So Sealman started with a running club in high school, my senior year, when we were very motivated with running. it kind of died off when we all came to Cuyamaca, because there's some strict rules about what we can and can't share being in a school and running with the school. We couldn't really represent Silmina as much as we wanted to. But now that I'm no longer running with San Marcos and I'm training back with my high school coach, this project of Silmin kind of had a rebirth, and we're trying to recreate, not recreate, but rebuild what we had, and also improve it and make it bigger. So, I mean, you're kind of new to the Silmin idea. I don't know what else to talk about. You said, tell us about a little bit about your current situation and where you're at right now.
we got some questions before we get step into that. We got some Patreon questions.
If
it wasn't for Patreon donations, this podcast wouldn't have been.
So this podcast is sponsored by, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit. First question to now. Diego Lopez from Master Key 224. Diego Lopez, I've been following you for so long. What has been the craziest workout that you've done?
That's good.
And what occurred after that?
Okay, like I said, Aaron Wesson, again, he is known for making his people suffering workouts. But there's something called Infinite 30s, as he called it. I'm not sure if he took it from somewhere else or he just made it up. But Infinite 30s was basically running 30 second 200 meters, resting 30 seconds, and then doing it again infinitely until you die. That was like the whole idea. So it was like running 30 seconds to 200, resting 30 seconds, and then doing 30 seconds another 200. And as soon as you couldn't hit the 30 second mark, you had to like stop. And there was like a prize at the end if you met a certain amount of 200 reps at 30 seconds. And I did that like a couple, I would say weeks before going to CIO finals. But yeah, I remember it was hot and I was just crying after it. I was crying and
we got some guests.
We have some guests in the background. But yeah, I remember I was crying. I went to the bathroom. I just sat there because the coolest area in the school at the time. So I just sat there and cried.
Fetus mode.
And coach came in and saw me, and it was very embarrassing. But I think that helped us connect as athlete and coach. I'm pretty sure. Man. But yeah, that was kind of the craziest workout. How about you? You have to answer the same question.
Craziest workout. I don't think it would be a workout, but I once ran 20 miles just out of nowhere. You know, then you get those like, I think I texted Diego, hey, I'm going to run 20 miles. And it was like 2 weeks since, 1 week or 2 weeks since I was just running vanilla style. Like 40 miles a week, nothing crazy. I was just, you know what? I need to run 20 miles. And those 20 miles were crazy. They were just in the middle of the day. It was hot and I almost passed out.
Nice.
But yeah.
Any other question?
No?
Is there any other question?
Oh, there's more questions, but we can...
Okay, jump. Okay,
yeah, we jump into the human purpose and project.
Yeah, they're making fun of us in the background. But anyways, where were we?
So what do we want to get out of Seelman, and what's our vision with this?
Right. So we're currently in the build-up, like I said. We have the idea. The idea of Seelman is mostly, like I said, started as a track team. But it just started branching out into other things, especially like one of them is this podcast, where we want to share and make people passionate about learning and growing. We want to be examples of what that looks like, improve as human beings, as men, women as well.
People in general.
People in general.
Show you our vulnerabilities.
That's right.
Our paths. Nothing. Not everything is sunshine and rainbows. There's a lot of stuff under the iceberg. And
yeah, we want to share the story. We want to share what that looks like, and we want to take you along with this Seelman project and show you how it's growing, how it's starting to grow, what is it going to look like, and you're going to be playing part of it, where this Seelman thing is going to be going to. So the Seelman growth, it really just depends on you guys, on the listeners, whoever is trying to want to support Seelman and knows us or want to know us, like we want to create community runs, you know, make people feel connected to some, something greater than just themselves. This is more like a movement. We will be selling and advertising merchandise, clothing brands and you know, clothing in general, streetwear, and also make it fashionable, make it good looking, but in the same time, promote passion and enthusiasm in pursuing a better self that's physically, mentally, and spiritually. We want to make sure everybody grows along with us and take you on this, you know, Seelman journey, I guess.
Yeah, we're normal people. We're nothing crazy. We work. We're not sponsored. Just done this from scratch, and we're kind of just like you, you know.
Small project. Sooner or later, it'll be bigger. But I mean, at least we're betting on that. But yeah, I mean, we just want to take you along with us and kind of see where this kind of goes.
Yeah, expect more guests, experts.
Oh yeah. Definitely expect guests.
Street interviews.
Oh yeah.
Hot topics. Hot topics. Current events, I think.
Yeah. So we don't really want to waste your time or anything by listening to us. We want to make the greater use of your time as possible. You know, educate, learn from learn ourselves, and kind of take you along with our learning journey in this podcast and who we interview. And we're gonna interview people that have gone to the Olympics, you know, that have made something great on themselves and kind of show you what that looks like. You know, it's like Jose said, it's not really all,
it's not all pretty.
It's not all pretty. Yeah, there's going to be mistakes made along the way. And we just want to be open about that, show you guys what that looks like as we keep growing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So, last question.
One question, I guess.
This goes to from Angel Arredondo 095. Hi Jose. Hey Diego. Been following you guys since 2021. My question is, what has been the best book / one of the best books or most impactful books you have read? Can you share that with us?
Can you take the one first?
I can do it first. Well, it's a lot of books. Well, one of the best books I read, I think, The Alchemist.
Okay.
I read that thing four times. Yeah.
Four times?
Yeah, it's very inspiring. Wow. It's very inspiring. Just this boy who just from Spain and just looks for his dream.
Treasure?
Well, his treasure is... I don't know how he calls it. It's read in Spanish and English. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it to the end, but it's just... He goes to travesty and crazy adventures. He ends up in a place and... Yeah, the answer he thinks he's going to get is not what he expects at the end. So It's just kind of like, you think you reached what you wanted, but no, that was like the means to the end. Mm-hmm. And so it just gives you a perspective of life and
It's all about the journey.
Yeah, you can relate to it too. Yeah, crazy book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Okay.
Hey, Diego. Wait, Crime and Punishment?
There's been a lot of books. I don't know. It's like I haven't... There's a lot of books that kind of changed my perspective of things. The Alchemist was a good one. I remember reading it in a moment where I actually needed to read it the most. And that kind of helped me find my passion, what I wanted to do. That's the same time where I was in San Marcos not knowing what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. I read that book and it helped me a lot. You know, kind of... There's no certain rules that we have to follow. Like we can make our own story happen. But I mean, I read Atomic Habits. That's probably a book that started my reading habit. Wow. it helped me start reading, and maybe literally every other things that I do now, which is, you know, running and working, school, and reading. You know, playing chess sometimes. But yeah, it was it got me more into habit, being more oriented into like habit focused and not rely on motivation. It's mostly discipline and growth and staying consistency. Some of our values of the Seelman company kind of have to go along those things, but yeah, I think Atomic Habits kind of helped me the most, or kind of changed my perspective of life. the most for now. I mean, I'm still reading a lot. For example, this book, Entrepreneurial Leap, that's the book that I'm currently reading. It's a great book. We're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored. But please.
But you should read it. yeah, you know, if you want to come to our podcast someday, like, come on, man. Yeah. But, oh yeah, Entrepreneurial Leap, it's a great, great book.
So our camera just died.
hold on. We're fixing this right now. It's probably our memory, recording stuff.
This is why we have to work with people. But it's okay.
It's probably the memory, too. I knew it was gonna. Oh, it's good. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna delete. Unas y luego grabamos poquito más ya para terminar.
Okay.
Alright, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the camera ready.
But we both speak Spanish, and there might be Spanish content soon.
It's gonna be Spanish content for sure. Alright. Anyways, recording the end.
Ooh woo.
Alright, guys. So, this is it for today, I guess. There's gonna be more, like we said, more stories, more things to share, and today. The camera angle.
Episode one out of 1 million.
Yeah, for many. We don't know how long we're gonna be working on this, but
expect more from us. See our faces and get speakers, and it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna take you through the behind the scenes of Zoom and Track Club, and hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching, and subscribe, I guess. Okay. Any last words?
Last words.
Got it. Thank you.